Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, sales, leasing, and property management services.
A pleasant good morning to you. Welcome into another installment of Mind Your Business here on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. David Jackson joining you from the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. Great to have you with us here this morning. Thank our friends at Appalachian Commercial Real Estate for their partnership here with High Country Radio and making this show happen each and every week. Hey, busy week for us here throughout the High Country. Number of things going on. Virtual school is complete. Hats off to the staff of Watauga County Schools and all of the different community partners that came together for the drive-in graduation last weekend. Just an amazing show of support from the community. So many signs that were out there at businesses congratulating the senior class of 2020. Excellent way to send them off in what has been a very different senior year for that group. But thanks to all the businesses that have helped support that effort, and certainly thanks to Dr. Scott Elliott, Dr. Chris Blanton, and their teams for making that such a positive experience for the students that were involved in that ceremony. As we continue on here with our community goings-on, certainly a lot of important conversations are being had out there. We still have the COVID-19 pandemic that we're dealing with, and continuing to take the lead of App Healthcare in messaging the importance of the three W's. Of course, as you have looked at the dashboard that App Healthcare supplies, there have been a rise in case counts here in Watauga County. Part of that expected due to the number of tests that have been going on in the area here of late. One of the highest volume testing days just completed not too long ago for App Healthcare, so we kind of expected to see that case count tick up. We've also seen some reports of more cluster-related incidents with COVID-19 cases on job sites and in areas where people congregate in mass. So it is incredibly important, again, for all of us to revisit those talking points about three W's, about the importance for cleaning and disinfecting, and that's going to be part of our conversation today, just to make sure that we are putting our employees, putting our customers, putting ourselves and our families in a safe and responsible environment as we are returning to business. So whether you operate a store on King Street or you operate the largest job site in town, it's important to follow these procedures. It's important to communicate with your staff as well and make sure that they are understanding of what is being asked of them about wearing masks, about social distancing, washing your hands and hand sanitizing as much as possible so we can keep our community safe during this very critical time. Other conversations that are going on. So there's been a lot in the news, both locally and nationally, of course, about racial inequality and social injustice that is going on currently. And there have been conversations here in Boone and actions here in Boone. As a matter of fact, there was a peaceful protest Sunday. Depending on who you talk to, somewhere a little over 1,000 people were peacefully protesting and marching downtown in Boone, and had a good dialogue with local law enforcement during that process. They were very helpful in organizing the event, and we are anxious to see what that next step looks like in terms of a community conversation. And that next step actually occurs tonight. There is a virtual forum called Black in Boone that will be on tonight at 6 o'clock. If you go to the Boone Area Chamber Facebook page, we linked how you can register for this event in our chamber report last night. So if you're a chamber member, you get this in an email form. If you're not, you can go to our Facebook page and click on the link. Make sure you get registered. There's a Google form you have to fill out for that. Important conversation that will continue tonight in a virtual setting. Again, that's Black and Boone, a virtual forum tonight at 6. I believe that's going to be a Facebook Live event. Also, our Friday forum this week from the chamber perspective is on the importance of mental health care in our community. We have five panelists from a variety of different angles within the mental health world that will be discussing how we interact with our family, our staff, how we can deploy resources for those who have needs at this time. And certainly mental health is always on our radar. Take that now into a period where heightened anxieties occur, where we see more external triggers that may set off behavioral shifts that need to be addressed in the proper way and in a respectful way. So that will be the topic of our Friday forum this week. That's from 10 to 11:15. You can head to boonechamber.com, sign up for that event just like you do any other event, and we'll get the Zoom credentials to you and get you in on an important conversation Friday. So look forward to having that coming our way. Today, we're going to talk with Kaylee Cushmer of WJ Office. We were talking cleanliness and disinfecting. We want to make sure that you are up to date on all the latest industry trends and how you can make sure your office is a safe place to be as you begin to get back to work here in the High Country. We're back with more of Mind Your Business after this, an exclusive presentation of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM.
Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. Visit AppalachianCRE.com.
Welcome back to Mind Your Business here this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. David Jackson with you from the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce this morning. And as we talked about before the break, you know, it's important for businesses to understand all of the different things that play into being open at this point in time. There's certainly the health and safety of your employees, the health and safety of your customers, the supply chain related things that you need for getting your product back, getting the thing that you do back in the store so you can continue to do the thing, right? Part of this equation also that may be somewhat overlooked are the little things, the incidental things that make your business run that you don't think about. You just order them or you just secure them. Things like copy or paper towels for the bathroom, things along those lines that, again, are kind of secondary issues when it comes to the essentials to get your store back up and running. So we thought today would be a great opportunity to kind of check in on that front, especially from a cleaning and disinfecting standpoint, because a number of you use suppliers like WJ Office, Appalachian Innkeeper and Janitorial Supplies, Staples, some of the big ones here in the local community that supply you things like paper, like your cleaning products, like your break room supplies, things along those lines. But now those suppliers have gotten even deeper into the supply chain for cleaning and disinfectants because, of course, the importance of that has been magnified here in the COVID-19 era. So we thought today would be a great opportunity to bring Kaylee Cushmer in from WJ Office. WJ has been in the community for over four decades now and it has become a trusted source on industry trends. Whether you're a customer of theirs or not, they always have a smart, knowledgeable staff, and they're able to kind of let us know what the next things are in terms of services, in terms of supplies, new products, and how we can best get them in this area. So Kaylee's going to talk with us this morning some about not only the cleaning and disinfectant side of things, but just supply chain management for what those businesses are dealing with, and some important information about how far out you should plan making some of those essential purchases to keep your business functioning as efficiently as it can. So Kaylee Cushmer, sales representative from WJ Office, our guest today on Mind Your Business.
Well, thanks for having me, David. And also just thank you to the Chamber and your team for providing this resource. I, for one, between working from home for a little while and being back in the office, have really looked to you guys as a resource. So thanks for letting us come on and just be a part of that. So WJ has been in the janitorial cleaning chemicals realm for years now, and I will echo what you said, and it can be very kind of daunting and a little bit confusing when you're talking about cleaning, disinfecting, sanitizing. And so we have been a trusted chemical and product source on the janitorial side and chemical side. We have recently, through this whole COVID-19 pandemic experience, have added a service to that disinfecting offering. So we provide products here in Boone Monday through Friday. People can order with us and we can talk more about those products that we have available.
Sure. I think one of those things that's been a challenge for folks is just the supply chain on some of that stuff. And certainly having a trusted vendor like a WJ being able to pull from vast resources may make it easier for individuals that are searching for specific things. How have you all tried to ramp up your own access to products, whether it's sanitizing and cleaning products or masks or other things that you're offering that can be a benefit to businesses right now?
Sure. So as you guys have definitely seen by walking into businesses as well as ordering online, things are not as readily available, obviously. And sometimes that's branching over into things you would never expect, like paper towels, bath tissue. On all of those fronts, we have always stocked and provided those items, but we're running into manufacturing standstills with, lack of resources and lack of employees to make these products, as well as product being held off for medical entities. And we do sell a lot to medical facilities, but they are getting priority when it comes to wipes and disinfecting sprays. So we've had to really work closely with our suppliers to find comparable substitutions that aren't going to be at a, we don't want to get into any price gouging. So we, as a company, don't want to pay a price gouged cost for these goods and then pass that along to our customers. So we have really worked at changing what that disinfecting spray or sanitizer might look like from what people associate, whether it's Purell or Lysol or Clorox brands, into new brands that are just as effective, if not more innovative and more effective, and really just working to educate people on the cleaning and disinfecting side so that we aren't so dependent on things like ready-to-use wipes and disinfectant sprays. So really just getting innovative and trying to stay ahead of the curve has been our main focus during this time.
So I know that as businesses especially are opening, we're using a lot different language than we did before to convey safety to our customers. And part of that comes from the whole cleaning realm of things. So people are trying to say, hey, you know, our space is safe. We are taking care of our employees and we're doing those in X, Y, and Z ways. But part of that conversation also centers around using words like sanitizing and disinfecting. Can you clarify the difference between the two so people can make sure that they are appropriately touting things that they are doing to help make their employees and customers safe?
Yeah, I'm going to give it my best shot because it's also one of those things that it's super technical. So I might refer to some notes here, but cleaning is going to be just a standard removing of debris. And cleaning is useful for low risk surfaces like floors and windows. Take it a large step further into sanitizing. Sanitizing is going to reduce pathogens like those bacteria and virus to a safe level, but it is just reducing those pathogens, whereas disinfecting goes all the way to eliminate and activate pretty much all pathogens. So disinfecting is really the main goal that you want to do, and you are using sanitizers to upkeep that, but disinfecting is the main goal. And there is something about, or a very important component to that, which is called dwell times. And so dwell times are not the same for disinfectants. So it's really important to follow the instructions of each individual disinfectant product out there. WJ has a resource on our website. If you go to wjoffice.com/blog, there's actually a lot of resources on there about disinfecting and it will kind of debunk a lot of myths out there, but disinfecting is a process. And so.
Well, and we'll make sure to link that that blog link in with this video embed there too. So if you look in the comments there, you should be able to see that. As we talk about some of those different tips for properly and effectively doing some of this stuff, certainly, and you mentioned this, and I'm sure you'll expand on it, that WJ's got a new service offering. But for people that are either buying your products or getting them some other way, and they're wanting to take that best foot forward or that best cleanliness guideline forward, what are some simple things that they may be able to do to ensure that they're doing things in the way that they really need to effectively be maintaining their facilities?
Absolutely. So I guess I'll start with kind of debunking a main misconception, and that is people think they can spray a disinfectant and then wipe it immediately, and now it's a safe surface. The truth is it's a process, and it's a three-step process, and what you're using to in each step along that way, and that process is really important. So first you want to clean a surface, back to what I said when that's removing debris. So by cleaning it and removing any soils that can interact with the disinfectant to make them less effective, that's step one. And you want to preferably use something like a high quality microfiber when you are cleaning debris, because that's really going to grab anything on that surface. If you're leaving anything on that surface, that's just a barrier between the disinfectant and the surface. So first step is just cleaning, wiping a surface down. Then you are going to apply a approved disinfectant, and you want to apply it to the directions, like I was saying, that's specific to that disinfectant. So you're going to apply it in that manner. You're going to let it dwell, which is sitting on that surface, as long as that specific disinfectant needs to sit there. And then you're going to come back through and remove the liquid. By removing the liquid, you're removing those pathogens, the harmful virus and bacteria that was on that surface. And so you're reducing the risk of transmission from that surface that way.
And I know that especially in the town of Boone, businesses are now required to have hand sanitizing options for people as they enter and exit a facility. That has, obvious implications to how those things are being deployed. So if you've got hand sanitizer, you may need a specific device for that. If they're disinfecting wipes, maybe something different. Do you all have resources to be able to get kind of the hardware, so to speak, to allow people to be able to deploy whatever it is they choose to use for that hand washing activity in an efficient and in a manner that keeps that the integrity of that process as clean as it possibly can be?
That's a really good question, because we've seen that evolve and change over the last couple months. So when you guys go to establishments, you can see anything from a gel sanitizer to a liquid that's rushing out of whatever the dispenser they're using. It can have a wide gamut of smells, right? I know that we have local folks providing that, and that is awesome. So we have adapted through that. We currently right now have both liquid and gel sanitizer available. The liquid is going to be best through a sprayer, like some type of nozzle, so that it disperses that liquid across the hands more evenly. And then a gel can be dispersed through a traditional pump. We do have that available. It is on a kind of changing basis, as with everything, as to what is available and what's at a good price point for our customers. But we're definitely bringing in effective products that has the alcohol that's not recommended by the CDC in the product. So we are sending out emails with what's available. It does come available in a limited quantity. So we tell folks when we send out those emails, there might be a limit on how many you can order, but definitely go ahead and get your order in to secure that product, because we do think a lot of these products might have a hard time coming back into standard availability moving forward.
Great conversation so far with Kaylee Cushmer of WJ Office. We'll take a break and come back and continue as we talk about supply chains that affect your business in ways that may help you ensure the safety and welfare of others during this time. You're listening to Mind Your Business this morning, presented to you by our good friends at Appalachian Commercial Real Estate on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM.
Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. Visit AppalachianCRE.com.
Welcome back into Mind Your Business this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. David Jackson with you from the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce, continuing our conversation with Kaylee Cushmer of WJ Office about new service lines that WJ has brought into place now to help businesses with their reopening strategies and cleaning strategies related to COVID-19.
You mentioned the new service offering, the disinfecting and the 90-day protecting shield. Can you tell us a little bit more about that and how people can find out if their facility is maybe the right kind of place to utilize that service?
Yeah, we are super excited and pleased with the results of this new service that we've already started offering. We started with right here in WJ, and this is an antimicrobial shield it's creating an uninhabitable surface for those pathogens to adhere to the surface, and it protects for 90 days. It's a biostatic coating that is applied through a fogger. And basically what our trained team is doing is we're coming out, we're providing a free consultation to your business. And it's a price per square footage service. So the two-step process is we come out, we are going to disinfect every surface in that building. We're going to then apply this antimicrobial shield, and then we're going to wipe down that surface. And it is going to adhere and last for 90 days. The way that this works, it's what we're super excited about, is that it's a non-toxic technique that uses no poisons or chemicals in the process. So this shield is actually mechanically rupturing the cell of membrane of that pathogen. So then it ruptures the membrane, basically kills it, and then it's going to create spikes, little tiny microscopic spikes on all surfaces. It's safe for electronics in your building, any surface, any hard surface, porous and non-porous, and creates these spikes that's actually going to attract the pathogen to it. And that's how it continues working for 90 days. It's going to attract that pathogen, and then the spikes will continue to rupture that that cell. And so it lasts for 90 days. We are working with our customers that are rolling out this service to create a schedule. We're coming out every 90 days. Really important to note with this service that it doesn't eliminate the need to clean and disinfect your space. It is basically just a second line of defense, and it provides peace of mind inside of your business that is going to be protected from those harmful pathogens. We feel that this is like an invaluable peace of mind during the times that we're in. And so we're happy to kind of go further down that explanation of what's that microbial shield. But that's kind of a dialed out 30,000 feet explanation of it.
Sure. It's great to know that WJ's bringing biology class to our offices now. You know, we've got all these different tools and resources now available to us. Final question for you, Kaylee, and I think this speaks to, you know, why it's so important to have a trusted local resource like WJ to be able to answer these questions, because this has been a business that's been in this community for a long period of time. You know the landscape of what businesses need, and you've also been at the forefront of adaptation due to circumstance for quite some time, whether it's the seasonal changes that we go through or an example like this where we are responding as a community to a new need for service for our businesses. What is it that you feel like WJ's greatest strength is in being able to have those conversations with people and to know history of the business community and the climate here, certainly, but also this is kind of what you all have done for years is adapt to the needs of the business community?
Well, thank you so much for acknowledging that. WJ is a local business. We've been here in Boone for 44 years. And so during this time where Boone already does such a great job of supporting local, and really making every effort possible to buy locally, now it's just become really magnified. And so there are a lot of options out there, and we just really appreciate the opportunity to be to support other local business and just kind of have that mutual partnership going forward. And so WJ has evolved over those 44 years to started as business supplies, office supplies, and there's been computers along the way and laptops, but just to kind of give a broad overview of everything that we have to offer is general office supply and furniture. So, you know, I know a lot of people are kind of changing the model of things, the landscape of things inside their businesses. So if furniture need is something you have both at your at-home office or in your space, that's something we've been doing for all of our existence. We are working really closely with all of our local restaurants on disposable products. So we do food service items, disposable goods, takeout containers, gloves, can liners, things of that nature for our restaurant businesses. We offer those cleaning, janitorial, historically supplies, now getting into services, as well as office break room supplies like water, coffee, and other things for your break room, as well as copiers, printers, and managed print services. So really are a one-stop shop, and we have, like you said, evolved to include all of these products and services so that our customers can feel really taken care of and that they don't have to deal with a lot of different sources. And if we can be your source for one of those avenues or all of those avenues, we're happy to fill that need.
Again, we thank Kaylee Cushmer for the time this morning, and Neville Chaney and his entire team at WJ Office have been helping the High Country community out for, as Kaylee mentioned, 44 years now. Great to have such a trusted source in the area to help just explain some of what's out there from a product standpoint. Again, I know a number of you have multiple suppliers that help you with these kinds of things, so it's always important to have good information and then talk to those trusted sources that you have within your business to make sure that you get the product and the fit that is best for you. That'll do it for this edition of the program. We will join you right back here again, same time, same place next week on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. Good morning.